turning those bright lights on. It's the Killers. Sam Smith just before that one. And it's Friday, baby. Welcome. Welcome to the show. Welcome to Radio Life and Style. Right now, it's time to rev the engine. Get the wheels spinning into the weekend. Hey, when it comes to wheel spins and engine revs, there's a name that comes to mind for me, and maybe for you too. And if you're one of the local folk on the KZN North Coast who happens to own a big boy, a motorized machine of one description or another, and you purchased it from a place called Airworks, well, you're part of a club. You're part of quite a family, in fact. And some celebrations are in order, because as I understand it, a milestone has just recently been passed, and Mr. Airworks is in the studio with me, not just himself, Les being the man behind the brand, but we've got the full family. We've got Les, we've got Angie, we've got Link, we've got the Airworks team representing on Radio Life and Style this morning. Hello, everybody. How are we doing? Les, how are you
morning,
doing, my friend?
Mark. I'm good. I'm good. Hello, it's a family affair today.
Link, how are you doing? Hey, Rue. Welcome. Welcome to the studio. It's great to have the full team. I'm going to try and pan the camera around here because we're trying to do a little recording session because a momentous occasion is upon us.
It is.
You guys have for ages been flying the flag as one of the premier dealers and distributors of Big Boy, the brand that is kind of iconic in South Africa. You punch well above your weight, and recently a major milestone has been reached. How many vehicles, how many Big Boys have you officially sold now, Les?
You know, Mark, if you take it back a little bit first and just say that, you know, we've had the brand about 4.5 years, and if you told me that we would have sold 1,000 brand new motorbikes in this little town, back then I would have called you a liar, honestly. 1,000 brand new bikes in Imshlali, or the North Coast, and obviously the Big Boy brand has got a really big selection. So it's not just scooters. We obviously are a very big scooter dealer. It's not just the Checker 60 bikes, but we do the kiddos, we do the pit bikes, we do the farm quads and the commercial vehicles, and we do the other sort of miniature side-by-side jobbies, and the electric range now that's just sort of, you know, come through recently and is doing very, very, very well. So we've got such a nice big range, and we are one of the few dealers that do a widespread of the whole range in sales. You know, a lot of the guys there's obviously much bigger dealers, Four Ways in Johannesburg, I think they do about 100 bucks a month. So, but they delivery bucks, you know. So they've got a much bigger market and area at the up there. But no, we're stoked, man. We are super, super, super proud to have been able to hit this milestone. And we're going to have a little party to celebrate.
Well, I think a party is definitely in order. And, you know, it's a family-run business at the end of the day. Ange, yeah. This is a real success story and a great moment to actually, you know, stop the bus for a second and look back and say, hey, we've been doing this thing. We've been doing it so well. And now that you've reached this milestone, you want to invite the family at large, the community.
Yeah, the community, definitely. I mean, to get to this level has just been awesome. It's been such a great journey. And 1,000 new bike sales for little old Amshlali or Belito, it's just, yeah, it's incredible. Thanks.
Wow. Well, you're getting the story here. And the date has been set. The party is scheduled. When are we looking at, Les?
Next week, Saturday, from 9 a.m., we're going to have a little bit of a jawl at the shop. You know, a few bacon and egg rolls. If in the area, pop in, come and join us. We're going to put up our old famous virtual reality motocross simulator. So,
oh, yeah?
Yeah, that's always a crowd favorite. So pop in and come and see that. And, man, you know what? Most of our suppliers and that have come to the party, and they're sending us a whole bunch of goodies to give away on the day. So there'll be a few spot prizes along the day to you, or in the morning, just to hand out. And just come and chill out. Bring your scoot or bring your bike and park off and have a coffee. Have a little breakfast roll, and let's all enjoy this celebration together. I think it's we, between all our other brands and all the used bikes we sold, we're probably at about 2,000. Buck sold, actually.
Whoa, okay.
Because we do have a few other brands, obviously, and we do sell a lot of secondhand Enduro bikes and scooters and farm vehicles and Harley Davidsons, and you know we do look after pretty much every brand from a service center standpoint, and yeah, we're happy to sell everything. So yeah, come and join us. Come and just have a cup of coffee
And a bacon and egg roll.
A bacon and egg roll, man. Yeah.
And listen, last time we chatted, you had just announced that you'd brought a brand new brand into, well, not
yes,
just the North Coast, but
the Bajaj Cute, yeah.
The Bajaj Cute, and I believe you've also recently delivered a really excited customer their first Bajaj Cute in Zinkwazi, is that right?
In Zinkwazi, yeah, they had Zinkwazi is a little bit of a lawless town, and they, like anything used to go there, no helmets, like any vehicle down to the pub or down to the container for a pizza or the ski boat club or whatever. And they've now locked down, unfortunately. So golf carts no longer allowed, and helmets are required on bikes, and licenses are required and that kind of thing. And there was an old couple that were on a golf cart, and they obviously can't use it anymore now. So they bought their little Bajaj Cute, and I've actually bumped into a few of our other customers who have gone down to the pub or whatever with them in the car, and they cannot believe the space and the fun that it is. In fact, you would have probably seen our demo running around with a unicorn on the roof.
Yes.
Yeah. So we're having a bit of fun with that. I'm getting a lot of likes and hoots, and anybody that uses it quickly to go down the road or for a quick demo, man, the smiles are quite good. So,
well, you can see it up close and personal at the celebration.
Yes. Yeah, no, we'll have it there. Come and have a look, yeah.
So this is Saturday the 15th,
yep.
at the dealership in Umhlali.
Yeah, yeah.
Village, Airworks celebrating a major milestone. Come and be part of it. You might even catch Link doing a wheelie or two. He's been known to pull some stunts in and around the show. What are you saying, Link? Can we arrange?
Definitely. Okay. I'm going to be wheeling the whole time.
You're hearing
Wheelie
you
King, yeah, yeah wheelie absolutely. King.
Yeah, Mark, I've been riding motorbikes for over 25 years. He started the day he turned two. On a motorbike, and now with these new electric, he races the cross country series, so he's third in the championship at the moment.
Is that a fact?
Yep.
Holy moly!
But these new electric ones are just a lot of fun, no noise, ride them anywhere, obviously, and he can wheelie better than I can now.
It's time to hang up the helmet.
No, not quite. But the wheelie helmet has been hung up.
Definitely.
Yeah. Well,
Link's kicking your butt.
Just, what can you do? You know, we're in the presence of talent here. But
well, you know what? I started at 22. He started at 2. I've got a little bit of
a bit of a head start.
No, but he's got a huge head start.
Well, look, when it comes to the electric side of things, I think we're looking to the future. We're looking to the next generation, and Link's going to be leading the charge. If you're looking for an electric set of wheels, and just to come and browse all that is on offer, there is so much.
Yeah, we obviously will have the whole range there. We've got a little bit of extra stock coming down from head office to help us celebrate, and a couple of prizes from them as well. So, yeah, we'll have pretty much everything that we have available on sale, on display. The full scooter range, or the electric range, and everything else like that. So, yeah, come and join us. Obviously, more than welcome at any time. You don't just have to come Saturday. But if you feel like a breakfast roll and a bit of fun and a bit of music, and then please come and join us.
Well, you're hearing the story here on Radio Life and Style. The invitation has been sent. You might not get it in the mail, but you're getting it on the radio right now. And if you've never been to Airworks Racing in Umhlali Village, or Les, what's the smartest way? Where can people find you geographically? What's the landmark they should be looking for?
The unicorn now. we're in that slip road down the road from Second Chance in Umhlali, just down past the boxing ring. Everybody knows the boxing ring. Cindy's up the road, and
post
then the post office. Pretty much everybody knows what it is. But we're on our socials. We're on your app, so I'm sure the guys can find us on there.
There you go.
And one more thing is our long-awaited website goes live on Friday. So, aoxracing.co.za will go live on Friday, and that will be an e-commerce site. So, watch out for a couple of online specials for your gear, and that'll be pretty cool as well. So, it's all coming together.
Even more reason to celebrate.
Even more reason to celebrate. Even more reason.
You're hearing it here on Radio Life and Style. And, of course, as you heard, you can find more information on the directory, bleatoconnect.co.za. Otherwise, look out for the new Airworks website launching imminently. And we'll see you guys for a big party next Saturday.
Are you going to come Saturday? Will you make it?
I'll be there. If Link's doing wheelies, I'm there.
I guarantee you Link will be doing wheelies.
Try get him off.
Yeah. Yeah, I'll see you on Saturday, guys. Next week, it's a date.
100%. Thanks, Mike.
Thanks, Mike.
Oh, you got it on Radio Life and Style.
Thank you.